More than a dozen military members and their family and friends came to the KBIA studios in September to take part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. For the next week and a half, we'll be sharing those stories. When 38-year-old Rhett Hartman joined the Marine Corps in 2002, he hadn't considered death as a possibility until he was asked by his sergeant to write a letter for home in case he didn't come back. Rhett and his younger brother, Travis, both from Columbia, came to StoryCorps to talk about Rhett's experience.
You might have had to shoot someone.
Yeah.
You know? How did you kind of come to terms with that?
Ignorance is bliss.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was naive to the concept of the military. I was unexperienced in what that really meant. And I think I had rosy, you know, lenses on my view of things. And it made it much easier to commit to something like that when I sort of convinced myself, hey, won't be that bad. But the fact that there was no front line made you kind of constantly in the background. There was always this kind of like you can't relax. The death of someone else is a possibility because that's the nature of militant organizations. But I never really sat down and said that's as much a possibility as not being involved in a you know, killing someone or something like that. Mm-hmm. So. That was something I really just convinced myself, the chances are not really that.
Even after you were in boot camp?
No, it really didn't happen until probably my second deployment. We went into south of Baghdad for about a month. That month there, before we left the ship, my staff sergeant told us, or maybe it was the gunny by then, but he told us, okay, before you leave, you'll need to write letters. Put them in your personal belongings, and then if you don't come back, at least that'll get to your family. And he was a bit of a dramatic guy to begin with, but either way, he had been through the first Persian Gulf War, and I mean, I respected these types of he didn't throw out things like this all the time. So that I sort of got me to second guess, and it was like, that's I did not write a letter, by the way.
Oh,
I was not convinced that was the best way to handle the situation, but
thanks.
Plus, it would have put me in a mindset that I was not prepared for. Like, what the heck are you going to write in a letter like that?
Well,
like,
I don't know. That's, yeah, I mean, right?
Love you all, and sorry I didn't make it back. I don't know what the hell you'd write in that.
Did any of your friends write letters?
I think so.
Really?
But I didn't talk to them about it. But what it did make me do was it made me feel more impressed on the connection with my family, with my friends, and living, making decisions that I could live with. So that if something did happen to me, I wouldn't have any feelings of not regret, but sort of like I wish I had done that. And so maybe it gave me a little sense of my mortality. That was the way that I kind of like realized, well, this is a lot, but you got to kind of just live life.
Travis Hartman talked with his brother, Rhett Hartman, about the time Rhett spent as a Marine in Iraq. Both are from Columbia and spoke in the KBIA studios in September as part of the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative. George Varney produced this story for KBIA. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.